the wand, a puff of smoke, and the magic man pulls one out of the hat.
I still can't believe it happened.
Welcome to the Maroos Magic Podcast. Selby, your host, Xavier, with you again. How are you, mate?
I'm 10 out of 10, Selb. What are we? A couple of sleeps from the AFL season kicking off. My colleague in the morning suggested something this morning, and I thought it was an okay idea. We should have a bloody advent calendar for footy season.
Well, a countdown. Yeah, what, yeah, countdown 30?
Yeah.
And what do you got, chocolates? Or?
Yeah, you got your favourite players in there.
And you open it up and get a chocolate.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do something like that next year, you reckon?
The Mirror's Magic Advent calendar.
Or the Bolter Advent calendar, because that's also the kickoff of Bolter. So that's what we got you here for today, to talk about this new fancy game called Bolter. Bolter.team, the domain, if you're looking for it.
It'll be in your Twitter pages and whatnot.
On the Twitter handle, you'll be able to find through and get there. So basically, we thought we'd sit down, have a quick chat. There's a few frequently asked questions about the game, what happens, whatnot. And we might even, at the end of it, build our own little Bolter team, because, Xavier, I'm back playing fantasy footy this year.
Yes.
After the little hiatus, playing Bolter.
I love it, mate. Now, tell us Bolter, right? So round zero, I've been scurrying away with AFL fantasy to find out I've wasted me time there. But Bolter, round zero, we're off and racing, Selb.
Yep, so we're kicking off. We're the only free-to-play fantasy platform playing for round zero. So yep. All these players, and we've obviously spent all pre-season talking about a Dacos, a Tom Green, a Errol Goulden.
Yeah.
It's, oh, do you get them? Or they got that early buy round How's zero. How are they going to go? And then even those players like a James Jordan, and where it's almost a free hit in the other game, fantasy and Supercoach, because you might as well see what they score in round zero, and then everyone's going to jump on them. Whereas here, you're actually going to have to make that call. You know, you can't wait to see who's going to get the midfield minutes without a Taylor Adams and a Parker and whatnot. So you'll be picking a team of 30 players for round zero, where the comp goes all season long. Bolter, it goes for the full season.
So it doesn't reset.
Full season, right. But we've got a separate bonus prize, and it's a significant one. The prize pool for Bolter round zero is
$2,001. 2001?
Yeah, I snuck the one in there.
Snuck one.
Well, it's on, I think, because...
Why, who are we beating?
Well, we want to be the biggest... This round zero comp is the biggest weekly prize pool for a fantasy comp in Australia, which is quite funny that we've only got a couple of... I think, as we stand, there's about 2,000 entrants in the comp.
Right.
But Supercoach, I think you win 1,000 for a weekly. It's doubled to 2,000 if you're a Herald Sun subscriber. I think fancy you might get $100 voucher at the AFL store or something.
That it.
Mate might buy a set of sports nuts. Do you stock them there at the AFL store?
Nah, no. AFL footy shop. Actually.
But come to Bolter for one week and you can win
2001.
Not all the two, because it's going to be, we're also going to reward the third, pool. Maybe fourth, fifth at the pool.
No point having a swimming pool if your friends can't get in, is there?
So even, and I know it's hard enough juggling all these different competitions, but if you're going to play, like there's no other comp to play in round zero, and you can just come and play that, and then if you want, you can give up. But if you want to continue, you've then got unlimited trades after round zero leading into round one that you can – it's almost like a free hit. You then wipe your team and go again to pick your actual round one team.
But your score continues.
Score continues. So your round zero score counts for overall. Price changes for those who play will also change, which, again, if you're playing fantasy, you could use this as a pretty good guide to know – well, what sort of – because prices aren't moving in fantasy after round zero, but they're going to be built into their round one price change.
Right.
This will be a great indication to look and see, oh, well, gee, James Jordan's, he's jumped up whatever price that point, and then you'll get a good figure of whatever this hidden price is and give you a better idea of what price upside they might be in the other game. So while we're obviously here supporting Bolter, we're fully aware, and I'm a big supporter of the other two platforms, that this could actually also help you.
Yeah, a couple of times I've thought about going head-to-head with them, Selb, and you've pulled me off the ledge. Well, you do support them. So, all right, so Bolter, zero. So round zero, free trades, but your score exists. Bolter, though, why is it called Bolter?
So the whole thing started that we're trying to build a new fantasy platform to do a few little different tweaks to the existing. Like, as you know, I love fantasy footy.
You're a fan, yeah.
So we want to build a method which celebrates what's so good about it, but also what we think are some shortcomings, and particularly in the draft space. So that's where, obviously, I've played a bit in the States and some American football and NBA where they've got things like auction drafts, where if you've got a keeper league, you can future trade picks, even live trading of picks like you can in real-life AFL. So you might have pick two and you don't want pick two. You might say, oh, say, if I'll give you my pick two, if you'll pick nine and then you 14 add a or
second
something
on there, yeah.
So make it a bit more real life and add a different, because the fantasy community has never, said this before, has never been so sophisticated. So a few little things like that I think is going to add a great level of challenge, and particularly for those content creators, and gives more stuff to talk about. So that game, and we're basing it, if anyone has played US fantasy sports, there's this new way and platform called Sleeper.
Sleeper.
Which is like the new way, just taking on Yahoo and ESPN. It's like a cool customization.
It's cool. So
we've kind of copied that with our one called Slider, being sly, as in you're drafting slider picks. Dog. But then also dog. Slider, sliding down the draft. So it's SLY. Right. So that's what we're building. But to get to there, we need to still build things out, which we had this AFLW platform, DPP swaps, flexible lockouts, different formations. So all this stuff we had to build, this classic comp anyway. And while doing it, obviously this round zero presented an opportunity to run this extra comp. So that's where Bolt is like the sister or sibling of Slider. But also Bolt, because if something's Bolt, they're locked down and we're bringing back the fixed lockouts.
Right.
Which is, again, one thing. I know the community's on the edge, on the fence, 50-50.
No, they're not. Shut it down. Shut it down.
As I said, when I won those couple of years, I was playing footy on the Saturday morning.
Too hard.
Get there early, do your strapping, then you'd play, you then get your prezos and you go out. There's no way I'd be able to sit back and check my phone. And now with kids and you're out there in the park, it's to be across all these different layouts over the week, and you're actually forced to be on your phone the whole time and check the news.
And if you don't believe Sal did play footy, grab the West from the weekend. There's a nice.
That's not that hardball get.
That was a good photo.
Good hardball get. Pity there's no crowd there.
No, it looked like you were playing bloody.
North Ebbin too.
Some bloke, yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, so that's what we bought about. But obviously, the knock of fixed lockout, you don't know all the teams. So we have bought it. It's a rolling lockout out until the first game of the Saturday morning. So you could be on the beers on a Friday night, or working if you're in Perth at 4:15 when the game starts on a Friday.
Or taking the family for breakfast, whatever, or for a walk, or to the park.
And you don't have to rush home on Friday to finalise your team. You've got the Saturday morning to go there. When the Saturday game starts, you can then put your device away and then not have to be as consumed. You don't need to be across the news. So Bolt has kind of the coming of that. A few other tweaks we've made to the game to hopefully, as I said, celebrate what's great about fantasy. In real life, there's if someone gets injured, first quarter, they get subbed off and someone gets subbed on and replace them. So why not fantasy? Callum Mills last year with his three, that poor bloke on Canning Highway.
Shout out to him as well. So we respect. Unfortunately, you gave him a sly de tip there.
So we've got a thing where injury subbed, if your player plays less than 40% time on ground, then you get the higher score of either your emergency or that player.
I wonder what if you lose a good player after 40% of the game, whether they would still almost score more than if you bring on a bit of a battler off the bench.
Well, that's why we've done the highest. Yeah. So say you'd hate it. Imagine if you had like an Andy Brayshaw who was on 55 halfway through the second, gets injured, you're bringing in your David Granger Barras, or whoever it is, you know.
Hang on.
He was on your team that past 2 years ago.
I couldn't get him off from round one. I couldn't get him off.
Kept going down. So that's what I think. And it also then means that it can reward those with strong benches, because you're now going to want to have a pretty strong emergency list because there's a more chance to use it. It also, while there is an opportunity to do loopholes in this game while with the partial lockup until Saturday, but you're then sacrificing a potential injury sub, so it gets rid of that element of it as well. A few other little tweaks we've made, like in a real life AFL, there's every team have to pick six defenders, one ruckman, or ruck, I get pulled up on that every now and then on the AFLW podcast, five midfielders and six forwards.
I'll give you a hint. It is a ruckman.
In this game.
Yeah.
In Bolter.
Yeah.
And then there's four on the bench in a real life AFL, where they can be from any position.
Anything.
So we've done the same with ours, where you have to pick six defenders, one ruck, five mids, six forwards, so 6-6-6, and then with those other four positions, you can do whatever you want. So if you're a coach who wants to go out there with to play two ruck formation, if you want to play three, if you want to pick Cherry, Gorn, and
Grundy,
you can come round one. I wouldn't be picking Cherry in this round zero comp. Yeah. But we've given a bit more flexibility, which also I think we had a different element of strategy too for those people playing and throw something different.
It's good of you too as a ruckman just to try and squeeze a couple more dopes on the field.
Oh, we've got to fight those rucks. We've got to fight for those rucks. So if you haven't already, bolter.team, chuck in a team, as I said, even if it's for round zero. But we've also yet to announce, but we've got a, I think it's a, for particularly the size and what we're trying to build, a significant prize for overall and a few other little bonuses overall throughout the way. So don't be afraid to...
I'm biting my tongue on overall after I bloody rev the guts out of the car.
Don't be revving. We're no revving. No revving. We're safe to say no revs. So while I've got you here, Zave.
Yeah.
When we've also got leagues. We've got leagues where you can either do an 8, I think it's 8, 12 or 16 person league. And in that, you should, maybe not now, but soon, before the season kicks off, you'll be able to add experts. And the experts we've got are the well-known podcasters around the community. And one of them is us, Mirror's Magic.
Yeah.
So we're going to pick our team, which people can then add to
be.
So what you'll be able to find, you'll jump on, team builder, you could just filter this by, there's a checkbox, which you can click and that then gets rid of anyone who's not playing in this round zero, which hopefully will make your picking of this round zero much easier. And I'd firstly, Zave, just want a couple of mids from you because I know you're pretty strong on a couple of Ds.
I am strong on a couple of Ds. Now, I'm going to go wham, bam, thank you. You know I'm putting straight in without any dramas at all.
Clary.
Viney or Clary?
Well, I was thinking you were going to go both of them, to be honest.
Well, we put them both in.
You do have a salary cap. And what the other thing too, the pricing's slightly different in terms of, again, pricing can be pretty complex in fantasy sports. We've tried to make it as easy as possible. So someone like a Jack Viney who averaged 100 last year, he's $100,000. Clayton Oliver's averaged 113.8 last year, he's $113,800.
Oh, that's easy.
So you're easy to get a good feel if you think someone's underpriced, how if you think the
That's how it should be, because I've got no idea when you, after three or four years, when you go, priced at this, I'm like, mate, just give me the number.
No, we've got...
If I'm buying a house, I don't want square meterage, I want the total price.
Like a Whitfield 94.7, because that's what he averaged. And I reckon he averaged a bit more than that, Dave. So I'm going to throw him in my round zero team for Bolter.
Whitfield in.
Whitfield in.
Well, Zachy Williams is a good story upon return.
Yeah. The only thing, obviously, this won't be our final team if he's announced to be sub, because he's always playing. A sub.
He's playing.
I've announced playing, but is
it? No, he'll be playing.
You reckon he'll be playing?
Yep.
So he is $48,900, which again, that's price at 48.9. He's going to blow that out of the water unless he gets subbed out. He's in our team.
Let's do a ruck battle too, a bit of Gawn v Grundy.
Oh, I'm liking sitting on the fence and going the two of them. I think you have to go Gawny, no question. And we can just pick the one ruck, as we know, in this formation. So,
but you like doing the battlers.
Are we doing Grundy as well?
Might as well throw him in
there. Mate. He's priced.
Go tall, mate.
$75,000.
Go tall.
$1,000. Geez, that pricing's not bad. But with that, so we get all these different prices, but you can still fit your existing fantasy classic team within this salary cap. So when it comes to next week and you think, oh, I'm already juggling a super coach and juggling this, you can still pick your exact side
to fit
from one to the other, so you don't have to worry about all these different decisions. Hopefully will take you 2 minutes to pick that same team.
Ah.
And then at least you got a bit of a insurance policy in case you get one of these early injuries, or in case you don't, you want to make the decision between a Grundy and a Cherry, you can do that. So that's what I also encourage people to do. You might want to just play the couple. We just want some Regos to come and come to the party and get your friends and your family, your mum, your dad, brother, sister, get them involved, get them in a league and play what I hope to be the start of a few little products we're going to bring out here from
Magic
Sports.
Well, the
Magic
more people
Sports.
That play, it allows you to get a bit more eventful and have a crack at things.
And even some sponsorship coming, you know, hopefully in the future for these products.
That helps.
Now, Errol Goulden.
Yeah, Errol's in.
He's in.
Are we going to run out of money at this rate?
I think we might, because then the next name I want to say to you is either Tom Green or Nick Dacos.
I've got to have my son in.
Tommy's in.
Tom Green in.
So that's a midfield of Oliver Viney, Goulden, Tom Green.
We'll have zero money left.
Well, let's go some cheap ones then. Sexton, and if you want to get, if you treat this for some classic advice, whether it's super coach or fantasy, Sexton's almost your first pick, I think.
Yeah, Sexton.
Cheap as chips. Another cheap one who could get a look.
Give us a bit of Tommy Dow.
Thompson Dow. He's our cheapie in the midfield.
Yeah, Tommy Dow.
I don't mind
what do you reckon?
45K.
Throw him in.
49% owned. People probably know what they're doing more than me at the moment. Yes.
He's 49% owned Tom Dow.
You know who I don't mind, but there's some risk attached to him because I think Sexton has the role, but under Hardwick, back in the day, midfields didn't get much of the ball. Halfbackers did. Short, Hooley.
Yeah.
Powell's thing, but he's a bit more expensive. If we need to save some money now. Buterick.
You're not big about him. No.
No.
Is he not making our team? He's cheap. 55. He got 75 in the practice match. And was.
I'll put him in then and I'll come back to it.
All right. What else have we got? Nicky D or not?
Who?
Nick Dacos.
We're not going to have enough money, mate. We're clearly not going to have enough money. You've put in the 5 most expensive midfielders.
Well, let's just see if we can... Oh, we'll go save on him then.
Are you new to this?
I'm trying to build my team. Doing my best. Is Flanders getting a run?
We won't have enough money. Five's not playing.
Well, you like Shai Bolton, don't you?
Yeah, get Bolton in. I like Bolton.
He's a bit cheaper at 86. Five's not playing, though.
No.
Well, let's get some cheap. Let's go down cheap. Ah! Sailor, midfield role.
Yeah, Christian is in.
He gets in. All right, remember we don't edit these podcast saves. We can't have that radio start silence live radio.
Well, mate, you're the one who's suggested picking 22 players live when I don't know. There's 6 teams playing. All right, well, let's get a little cut. Get Jordan in there. Get James Jordan in there. Let's
Now you're talking some sense. Yeah. If anyone hasn't listened to Zave since last year, they've realised that he's got a tattoo on the line for his brother v brother hit out. And he's actually come to play. He knows he's brought a lot to the table so far this year. Tommy Sparrow Sparrow's pretty good. Are we getting
Jack Billings in there?
Billings, yeah. Mate, you know your names.
Get Billings in there.
Matt Roberts playing halfback flank for Swans, cheap.
I've never heard of him in my life.
Well, he's get him in. Role. No, I don't think. Oh, yeah, we'll get him utility. Oh, we can sneak him on the utility. Oh,
yeah, sneak him in there. Like what about a little bit of who at Carlton have we got that's playing around at the moment who's a little bit frisky? Gee whiz, it's a tough one. What about the
Angus
Hollands?
Sheldrick,
what about the Hollands boys?
Gussie Sheldrick. One Hollands boy isn't
suspended,
playing.
Isn't he?
The other one.
What did he get suspended for?
I don't know, Zave. I don't know.
Mate, the Tigers have got to have a little bit more to them. Get me boy Hopper in there. We don't need him, do we?
No, we can sneak. Maybe utility. We can do what we want on that back line.
Yeah, snip him in there.
Hopper's in. A cheaper one, potentially. That Kyle Lohman scored pretty well for Brisbane. Could be a sub risk, but I think if we want to save some money.
Put him in. This is how I pick my team before the season. Put him in.
So how are we looking? We need 2 more defenders.
2 more defenders. Can you just put, and I know it's not fantasy relevant at all. Can you get me boy Sammy Taylor in there?
No. We're allowed 1 rejection each.
Xavier O'Halloran.
Oh, I don't know. Just because of the name.
Forward. What did you score on the weekend?
I think he's a bit overrated.
He had 26 touches, mate.
You know he's been... Did he actually 26?
Yeah, he had 26 touches. As a half forward.
So you can verse this team in your league. It won't be my team, as I said, I'm entering team. I've got my own under my account. This will be the team which you can, in the experts, at experts, as you can listen to us picking this team, you can tell we're experts.
Yeah, a couple of nuffies really going at it here.
And you can add us in. This, if he plays, and again, it's a placeholder, but that Josh Fahey or Faye.
Yeah, just say quickly and confidently.
Yeah, that's one thing I lack.
Quickly, confidently, and no one will ever question it.
Sparrow just signed a contract.
Has he? They're chasing him.
I just signed it. I saw.
Did I not read an article saying that they're chasing to the 8 that they're chasing Sparrow back to Adelaide?
Nah, then Melbourne did a tweet with 4 little emojis of a Sparrow.
Oh, God. Well, that was a shit story.
Yeah, got him.
Lasted 8 seconds.
Sparrow's in. Do we need any utilities? No, the utilities are full. So all we need now is 2 more defenders. So let's pick then. Let's just pick because we don't need this. The way that then works, you've got your remaining squad and emergencies, which you need an emergency from each position, and then your remaining squad can be from any position. And because we've got full trades after this week, we might as well just pick even. They don't even need to be playing. They just need to be basement price for our remaining squad. So if we
good point. You're stuck with the Maya.
So if we just go and just pick random, the cheapest, just to give us an idea how much money we've got left. This is riveting.
Yeah, riveting stuff. So fill them with zeros.
Fill them with zeros and see if we can fit Dacos. Anyway, regardless, we'll be doing a little tweet of the final team, or you can add it into the league and you'll be able to take us on anyway. And
correct.
We'll see how we finish.
See how we go.
Long story short, sign up, bolter.team. and you'll be able to pick your team for round and play fantasy footy for round zero.
$2,001 to be shared to the
pool. For round zero and even more for the overall, which is yet to be announced.
Correct. And then, again, the scores, you keep your score, but you can trade as many you want out after round zero.
Yep.
And away you go.
Yep. So don't worry, like we've just done, if you've got random players not playing who are in your remaining squad because you've got a full...
Then you your actual team fits into Bolter.
Fantasy, that's great. Perfect. Well, do us a favour if you've listened to this, if you've managed to get through us trying to pick that side, do one yourself, bolter.team. There's an autofill function which picks a team for you if you need and gives a shout if there's any issues.
But has there been any frequently asked questions just quickly that people haven't seen where a player's picked or categories or anything just to save people going, oh, I can't seem to do this when you just go look to the left, look to the right. Is there anything that's been a bit tricky?
To select your captain, you've got to press the edit team button. So on mobile, it's at the top of your team summary and on desktop, it's to the top of the right. And then that will then allow you to do bench swaps and captains and vice captains, which throughout the partial lockout, if those players like, you'd be familiar with coming in. Those, if they're from that team, they will be locked out at the time of thing, which tell you what, Zave, that was a I underestimated the complexity of trying to execute a
I don't underestimate any of it. I'm hopeless at it.
But no, does a big favour, jump in a feet team. Obviously, if you're a member of Maroos Magic, you would have heard us speak about it before. And if you're not, you're still time to jump on that season guide to it, maroosmagic.com.au. But Bolter, free to play game, jump on, nothing lose. So we managed to actually fit Dacos in, a few more tweaks. So just for those who were interested, which you might not be, our team finished up being Dacos, Whitfield, Salem, Rivers, Butterick, Williams, Ruck, Gorn, midfield, Oliver, Goulden, Tom Green, Viney, Thompson, Dow, forwards, O'Halloran, thanks to Xavier, that's the one I'm suspect on, Billings, Jordan, Sexton, Windsor and Lohman, with the utilities being Hopper, Grundy, Sheldrick and Roberts. Take us on, join a league, add us as your expert, which, as I said, questionable after that effort. And thanks for playing. Magic.